If I were a small local farmer and I came to you and said, help, 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 I want to just keep doing what I'm doing. My customers love me. I love what I'm doing. What is this new law going to mean for me? What would be your sort of short answer to that question?
Well, first, I would start with a lot of questions. Extension has a tendency to do that.
Sure.
Because there are several levels of compliance within the rule based on size, like Roger alluded to, based on size or based on the products that you're growing. So I'd try to figure out, you know, where are they?
Do you even fall under this thing?
Right, exactly. And then the next, you know, step that we're telling everybody to do, where, regardless of where they think they're going to fall in the rule, is to really take a look at their financial records and see if they can show what are their total food sales, what are their total produce sales, what are their total sales that are direct market, because the way the exemptions and the modified requirements work, if you can't prove you're eligible for them, you could lose them. So that's really the first thing that people need to do, is guess where they think they're going to fall in the rule and then look at their financial records to see if they can prove it.
What about Roger's concern? And Sandra, I want to ask you this too, but Heather, you first, please. Roger's concern that, okay, technically you're exempt, but this becomes a standard that customers expect, that the food co-op expects, that the local farmers market says, we only buy from farmers who meet XYZ standards. So even though on paper you're exempt and you can forget about it, the marketplace starts to have this expectation that you will meet these standards. And so there you are.
Yeah, and that is something that we're very concerned about. But I think the other thing to keep in mind is that farmers are very, very conscious of food safety.
Sure.
Roger said that, you know, nobody wants to be seen as doing the minimum, right? So, you know, farmers will make changes if they identify problems on their farm. So I think you will see even people who are not covered or have some sort of an exemption, you know, they're going to fix any problems that they find. This is raising a lot of awareness.
Sandra, I'm going to bring you in that question too. Again, Roger's concern that, sure, on paper, I don't have to comply, but people will expect it.
I totally understand that and sympathize with it. I think one of the hopes is that, yes, there are multiple standards out there, some of which are very similar to what the law requires, but some of them aren't. And I think the hope is, over time, not too long a time period, that everyone will converge on the standards in FSMA required by the Food Safety Modernization Act, and we won't be dealing with multiple audits. Again, science-based requirements, in many instances, these private standards don't necessarily go to safety. But I don't want to minimize that problem, and I think the issue is, you know, how we work with the marketplace and how do we try to make sure that we're talking about science-based standards.